Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Monty Mukalai-Lipi is the spokesperson at Road Traffic Infringement Agency. ARTA, we needed to try and find out what the latest situation is there. Is the ARTA Act still active? A very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. Good morning to the listeners. Thank you so much. Thank you very much for the time.
A great pleasure. We're just trying to get some clarity here because obviously the court ruling confuses or places some of this area into a gray area in terms of ARTA. What is the latest situation? Where are we legally in terms of the ARTA Act?
Thank you very much once again, Howard. Legally, we'll recall that on the 13th of January, there is a court judgment that came up from the Pretoria High Court to declare ARTA unconstitutional and therefore also invalid. And the current situation with regard to that process now is that that ruling of the court is still going to be subjected to a confirmation by the Constitutional Court. And now when it comes to ARTA, the implementation of ARTA in the country or in the two jurisdictions where it is operational, that is Tshwane and Johannesburg, is that as road users, we should continue as usual, meaning ARTA is going to continue to be operational up until that confirmation by the Constitutional Court. So this is the appeal that we are making to the road users that now that there is that court ruling. That does not necessarily mean that is the final decision in as far as the implementation of that legislation is concerned. We are appealing to the road users to really continue to treat the system as still being active.
All right. So that was my question. I got an SMS yesterday or the day before about some form of auto infringement that's on its way. So that is I need to take that seriously at this point. I shouldn't ignore it just because of this act of the court hearing.
Yes, let us please allow that due legal process to unfold and be completed.
Right.
Because as road users, if you got an infringement that you have committed, perhaps, and then you go and try to renew your driving license, and you find yourself being blocked and you're told that it is because of ARTA, but you're going to say, but this system has been declared unconstitutional. Why is it still being active? So that is the main reason, up until that final confirmation has been made by the Constitutional Court. And our side, right, there's also been a discussion to say, how do we really move forward with regards to this process? But we are really appealing to road users to really continue to take advantage of the other elective options as we move forward.
Right. And of course, the other thing is that irrespective of the act, the laws of the road still apply. So I'm not sure what, if it was my vehicle or one of my kids driving or something, but no matter what, somebody has actually broken the law. So that is still relevant. You've still got to adhere to the laws of the country and the rules of the road, irrespective of anything else.
That is correct. That is correct. That is where ARTA comes in, to really provide those elective options to the road users. You still remember, ARTA is supposed to be a new regime in terms of the management of road traffic fines. Well, supposed to gravitate from the old regime, which is the Criminal Procedure Act, to the administrative adjudication. And now ARTA presents the road users with that number of options, some one of which is to enable the road user to dispute an infringement, because we really want to do away with a system where you are saying you are guilty as fined. You should be able to really put up your hand and say, no, I am disputing, which is one of the advantages of the system. But as you are aware, that the matter, it was not about the desirability of the act, but it was about the separation of powers among the different spheres of government, that is national, provincial, and local. So the issue of why the act is relevant to the road safety sphere, it is still a key point. That's why you are appealing to road users to say they should still please continue to familiarize themselves with the act and see what is it that we really can take forward with the legislation in case anything happens at the Constitutional Court.
How long do you think it'll take for this to be resolved? What is the time frame that you're looking at?
The advice that the RTIA board received from the legal experts, because it deliberated on this matter, it also took a decision to really appeal the decision. So this process is going to take about 15 days. That is with effect from the 13th of January, the day on which the judgment was handed down. So if you count, that goes up until around the 3rd of February. So we're expecting that the Constitutional Court perhaps give an indication on that day as to what is the way forward with this piece of legislation. And we should really emphasize that, you know, it is supposed to be a due, and as from the side of the RTIA, even though we are appealing, we really respect the ruling of the court. There is no way that we can show any signs of being perhaps disrespectful of that process. We respect it so much, hence we really say let us abide by it, but lawfully we are allowed to appeal that judgment that was handed down on the 13th of January.
Well, absolutely, because that is the process that we have in this country, and it's something that is so highly valued. Let's follow the system and see what happens. Well, I do appreciate you bringing us up to date on that, Mondi Umkalipi, who is the spokesperson at the Road Traffic Infringement Agency, talking to us about the Auto Act. Thank you, and have a fantastic weekend.